Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Divine Downloads podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Overton, and I'm just chuckling because I was just telling the guests before I started to hit record that I'm so grateful that I get to do this, and it's like I almost can't stop laughing because I'm so happy. So anyway, here we go. Today's episode is going to be amazing as usual. My guest today is a U.S. Navy veteran, a registered nurse for over 30 years, a former corporate executive whose clinical background led to a career in healthcare information technology, medical cost containment, and software development. And her name happens to be Michelle. And what she has done has taken real-world experience at the bedside to the boardrooms and beyond. Her true passion for mentoring and helping others succeed in business has made her a sought-after speaker, instructor, and business advisor, and fueled her Amazon number one best-selling book, Unconventional Nurse, Going from Burnout to Bliss. She is the president of the National Nurses and Business Association, and she speaks nationally on empowering nurses through entrepreneurship. And I will let her speak to you about her beautiful business baby. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Michelle Podlesny to the podcast. Welcome, Michelle.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. This is so great. I'm looking forward to this. I've been looking forward to this because I've been listening to your podcast, and they're wonderful. They're inspiring, motivating. So I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. So I love to me, the world is all about connection and relationships. And I love to tell people how we met. And so I was going back in the catalog of my mind. I know that I think we met on social media first, but we were together at Donna Cardillo's Empowered Nurse Retreat at Miraval, but I can't remember where we met prior to that.
I thought we met prior to, maybe we did meet there first, but I was going to say, I thought that the 2016 conference, NNBA conference, not sure.
Okay. It probably was the conference. Okay. So I would love for you to share with our listeners, obviously, so you were in the Navy, you've been a nurse for 30 years, you're definitely into the business side of things. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, your journey, as much or as little detail as you would like to share that you think would be relevant with our listeners, and kind of where you are now?
Well, you know, it has been quite a journey, and it started, I always wanted to be a nurse probably since I was a child. And the main thing was, you know, we had clubs in high school, and I belonged to the Future Nurses of America Club. They don't have that anymore, the FNA. And we would tour, you know, different schools in the area. And so anyway, long story short, this one place that I visited scared me so much. It was so intimidating to me that I thought, oh, geez, I'm going to try a different route. And that's when I joined the Navy. And I was a hospital corpsman in the Navy. So I worked in a variety of areas with a lot of naval nurses and et cetera. And the GI Bill, when I got out of the Navy after 4 years, put me through nursing school. And that's how I ended up finally being a registered nurse. And like you were saying, you know, I started out clinical, like most people, med-surg, ICU. And then moved from there because I was totally, you know, I felt so out of step with all my friends and family. I was missing holidays. I was missing that normal, I guess, what was known as 9 to 5. And so I looked for an opportunity that I could have that kind of lifestyle. And I was petrified to do it because I was used to nursing for so long, but I'm so glad I did, because that's when I found two new loves. And I became a case manager in Chicago for a large company. And at the time, they introduced me to computers. And between computers and healthcare data analysis, I nerded out and I was in heaven. So I basically stayed with that and specialized in utilization review. And that course ended me up working with programmers, developing software, implementing a couple different pieces of software into companies. And that's just really where my trajectory went. And it was all revolving around healthcare data and preventing fraud and abuse through different software applications. So that was kind of the beginning and how it transitioned into business.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack here. So
I know.
Okay, so this is why I love this. It's because, and so I definitely like to keep things, you know, there are a lot of people who are listening that might not be nurses, and there are also nurses who might be listening that don't know. So let's talk a little bit about, can you just give a little explanation of what is utilization review for those who might not know?
Well, utilization review is when you look at care and you either look at it from one of three perspectives, basically. Prospective, I think everybody's pretty familiar with pre-authorizations. You know, whether you're the patient yourself, because I've had to get pre-authorizations, or whether you're someone who's getting the data to look at pre-authorization for care. And then there's what's called concurrent review. So it's looking at it from prospective, concurrent, and retrospective. Concurrent review is what a lot of case management is built around, where case managers are involved in resources and checking the patient's care real time. And then retrospective review is after care is completed and then looking to see if it was documented correctly and had the right coding involved and the correct diagnoses. I actually worked for the Georgia Medical Care Foundation, and that was Medicare Super Pro. So we reviewed all Medicare inpatient and outpatient treatment. And so I got very familiar with all the utilization review processes, but I would have to say that where the software and tech came in was on the retrospective review of cases and medical treatment.
Not the stuff they teach in nursing school, right, Michelle?
No, not the stuff they teach in nursing school. And that's the thing. If we don't try some new things, we don't end up finding out. I mean, really, who would think? If somebody would have said to me that I would have ended up running a couple of multi-million dollar software companies, when I got out of the Navy or out of nursing school, I would have said, you know, you really need to be admitted to the psych ward here and get appropriate treatment. I would have never, that was beyond any thought that could ever occur.
I love this. So I want to share a quote that you have shared with me that I think is so apropos and relevant to this conversation. And that is, most constraints are self-imposed. Your assumptions of what a nurse is and can be must be challenged.
Here's to the challenge.
So already what you said, I think is relevant to this conversation. Talk to me a little bit about this quote and what it means to you.
Well, you know, that has to do with, you know, your wonderful podcast, the Divine Download kind of thing. I see it represented in my life so well. And I think that it's for everyone. It's universal. It's, we get in our own way. We get in our own head. You know, if we listen to our heart more and just connect it through that, what we know intuitively is correct for us, we would be so much better off. But we get in our head, we start thinking, oh, there's no way I could do this, or that this isn't me, or I don't have enough, I'm not enough. All that stuff, that's all self-imposed. There really are no limits. And so we must look at things and challenge them, overcome them, and be pulled to our future.
Okay, so this is like the million-dollar question, right? So knowing that we all get in our heads, we say we don't have enough, there's no possible way. Like you said in reflection, if someone had told me I'd be geeking out on this stuff, you would have had to admit me to the psych ward. So what was it that you had to become? Who did you have to become? What did you have to release? What did you have to let go of, Michelle, to allow you to really embody this, where really you're completely tapping into your fullest potential?
Well, I need to tell you of an experience I had that really helped me, and I wished that I had recognized this or knew this when I was so much younger. And that's why that quote that we just talked about that I wrote in my book is so important, because I'm trying for anyone who reads it to understand you can do this now. You can apply this potential mentality today. You don't have to wait for anything. So what happened was I was 34, 35 years old. I think I was 34. And I was visiting an office of mine in Orlando. I had 11 offices around the country that were running the software application. And my greatest joy about these offices was I could hire a nurse to run the office as a branch manager. So I was traveling in Orlando, and I would typically arrive to the airport and, you know, go get the rental car and then just take off to wherever I needed to go. And I hadn't done this on my own before, so in Orlando. And so I got the car, and I thought I got a little lost, but in reality, I didn't. And as I was heading to the office, I was crossing these railroad tracks, and I look to the right, and there's this big sign that says the Orlando Recruit Training Center. And I got so shook that I had to pull the car over, because that's where exactly I went through, 18 years old, the gates there, to go to boot camp when I joined the Navy. And here I am, sitting in the car, thinking about that 18-year-old girl. And my mind was just exploding. And I was going, the concepts I had at 18 and what I thought that I could do or might end up doing have been so blown apart, because here I am, the vice president of this company, traveling around to these offices and setting up systems and creating profitable businesses. And I thought, oh, wow, I did this to myself. It's like, we don't know. And so it was like sitting there literally shaking for a while and then going, you know, I'm never going to be the same. Because now it shattered any preconceived notion, even where I was at 34 years old at the time with these offices, it was shattered. It was like, no, it's anything you want it to be. So that was a very big moment. That's kind of where that quote came from that we talked about. And it was like, you know, get out of your way, get out of your head.
I absolutely love that. Wow. When you were talking about the 18-year-old version of yourself, I was just getting angel bumps like I always do when people are talking about really moving things. And And of course, I'm a very visual person. I believe in signs. I call them like signs to me are like, I call them angel winks.
Yes.
And they come in so many forms. And isn't it cool that you had the, maybe it was a divine download that your eyes, your attention was taken to that billboard or that, you know.
Yeah, that sign right by the railroad tracks. And it was, like I said, I was by myself. I always did that. I rented cars. I drove around. When I saw that, I just was shocked because I never even thought when I was going to my Orlando offices, I had three offices in Florida. I never thought when I went there to go find where I went to boot camp. So it was like, again, supposed to be. I was supposed to be in the car. I was supposed to have that moment. I was supposed to get that download.
So having had that experience, did that make it easier for you to trust in all the things, this ability to co-create, manifest? Did it make it easier for you when you sort of had that aha or that download or upload or?
Absolutely. I mean, all of our experiences, you know, come into play to make things either easier or harder for us. In this case, having that experience, when I would get a little nervous in the future about, you know, can I do this? Is this too far of a reach type thing? I would, you know, I had this experience and others to draw upon going, no. It's not. You never would have thought as that 18-year-old kid that had, I mean, I had a plaid little suitcase when I went through those doors at boot camp, to think now I'm traveling and visiting all these offices that are using the software that I'm working with the programmers creating. I mean, no, it makes it easier because you just have these experiences, whatever they are for people, telling you, look, you did that. You can do this. That inner language, you can do this.
Okay, so there's like three topics that are coming up for me. This is usually what happens. Things start to come up into my consciousness. Okay, so did you have somebody, and thank you for your service, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my honor and privilege. I was very happy to be in the Navy.
I'm sure that lends itself to so much of who you are, right? Because you learn about so many different things. And okay, so the couple of things that are coming up are this one idea is this idea of, I think it's so easy where we are now. Things are so accessible. Things are so instant gratification. It's easy for people on their path, right, Michelle, to, like, for me to compare my fourth chapter to your 35th chapter. Mm-hmm. And I think it's easy to, number one, compare. I think that's part of the human condition. But I also feel like it's also so easy to want to give up when the going gets tough. And so can you speak to a little bit about, I mean, other than your experiences in the Navy, did you have like a cheerleader, a support system? What allowed you to like stay on this path of, I mean, cause you were doing things you'd never done before.
Yes. Well, I have to, you know, say that it was probably two crucial things. One was my faith in God, and I totally believe that, you know, I felt directed in a sense. I had a very service-oriented makeup, and the other was my family. So between that, you know, faith and family for sure was the anchor in the Navy. Since the Navy, it's always been that I could rely on. You know, I had everybody has a different path. So the key is allowing that path to express itself, and don't block that expression. So there were times that were really rough. I had different business situations that were very dire at times, and it was my faith and my family. And it's interesting in thinking about family, because I would run through my mind what my grandparents went through, because they came to this country as immigrants. They didn't have more than a third or fourth grade education. They had wonderful large families. They worked job after job after job. Both of my grandfathers worked until their 80s, because they didn't stop at just one thing. They kept working. So I would look at their lives and what they achieved, and that was a source of inspiration when I was at my lowest. Like, no, you can do this.
That's so rich. I love that. I love that. I love that, Michelle. Wow.
And it's like, I think, you know, you're talking about how enjoyable it is that you get to do these podcasts, and it's a wonderful medium for sure. And the thing is, you talked about, you know, it's a conversation, like we're having coffee. Well, that's exactly how I wrote my book, because I wanted it to be very approachable. You know, yes, I have achieved different things in a business, in a corporate environment, and that type of thing. But I was an 18-year-old that needed the GI Bill to even fund my education. So I was, you know, from a steel town in Pittsburgh. Anybody in any situation, whether you have a wonderful background with your education and are fortunate to attend major universities, or whether you're not, it's the same. We all have a potential inside of us that's unique.
Mm-mm. Yes. And the hallelujah classes. Amen. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm so glad you said that, because this isn't for a select few, right? You said you can do this now. You can access your highest potential now. And I love that you use the word approachable, because I feel like I want to start delving a little bit into both your book and also the NNBA, because I have to say, my experience when I came to the conference, we're referring to the National Nurses and Business Association Conference in Las Vegas, and I was a new entrepreneur. I didn't know what I was doing. I was still a little bit fuzzy, and I was absolutely blown away by the humility, by the approachability, by the sense of inclusivity and making you feel welcome. It doesn't matter if, you know, you're a brand new nurse, you've been a nurse for 30 years, you're an entrepreneur or not. I was just blown away. So can you speak to, like, the things that you bring to the NNBA, specifically the conference, that so that people can just get a little bit more of a taste of what that's like? Because it is game changer, people.
Well, I think that the most important part of any organization, and this is when I was in the corporate world and outside of the corporate world, when I had a senior care company and now the NNBA, I think with any organization, you have to be very clear about your mission, and you have to be very clear about the core values of that organization. And that's never been an issue with me. So it was when I took over the NNBA, I made that the number one priority to publish our mission, publish our core values, and outline what this organization was, you know, that dealt with nurses and entrepreneurship and business. And so fortunately, the membership of NNBA contributes so much to this organization in the speakers that we have. Like you were talking about the inclusivity, I think one of the things that I always am taken away from comments, because I listen carefully to everything. And one of the comments that I always hear was the accessibility of the speakers. So instead of some speakers coming and then leaving, most of our speakers, if not all of our speakers, stay the entire weekend. They're accessible at lunch. They're accessible in the hall. They're accessible during their presentation and after their presentation, you know, at our meet and greet, you know, where we all, you know, everybody's a little bit, you know, nervous, even though this group of nurses is the most fun because everybody has the like-minded attitude of potential business, potential expansion of business. Everybody has that attitude. So we do the meet and greet on Friday so that we can all kind of get familiar with each other's faces so that it's a lot more fun as the weekend unfolds. So I think that with anybody, whatever they're doing, and I mean whatever, nursing, non-nursing, knowing your core values, knowing your mission, your purpose, is all it takes to keep you on that path. And I think naturally then you build your community from that.
That's so good. So good. I think, yeah, I mean, the seed was planted at your conference with Elizabeth Scala, Kevin Ross, and Keith Carlson. Like, here's how you do a podcast. And I was like, I remember thinking at the time, this is so cool. And also, oh my gosh, this seems like so much work. And it's because I was confused. I was still a little bit not clear and confused about what was I really doing. And so I think one of the most powerful things of this, of the NNBA and of the conference specifically, is showing nurses like what is possible. Like you said, like they have this, it's like this mindset. And so when you go to conferences and it's a little bit stuffy, right? These people,
right,
they have so many accolades and they get up on the stage. It's like when we put people on pedestals, we increase the distance between us, which is like, that's not how you learn, you know?
That's correct.
So I love, that's what I just found. So I just felt like, oh, these are just my people. Like these are my, this is my tribe. And it was so, it's just one of the most powerful things. So I'm so grateful that you offer this amazing conference, and it's T minus 6 Fridays from this very minute.
I know. I know. I'm so excited. You know, I had a picture that I took this morning downstairs. I need to put it out on Facebook. It's like I have all these boxes stacked up now because things are coming in that we order, you know, the programs, the ribbons, the badges, you know, and I get so excited. Every time I walk by, it's like, oh my God, oh my God. It's so great. So it is, it's a wonderful event, and it's an event that is paying attention out there. So for example, you know, people that have been doing anything for a while, teachers, it doesn't matter, not just nurses, anybody that's doing something for a while, generally they start out and they're, you know, they're new at it, but then life changes. You know, we all have things that happen. So like for me, when I started out in nursing, I was out having a good time. I took the 3 to 11 shift. We went out partying, you know, we had a good time, the nurses together. But then, you know, I ended up getting married, and then that, there was a change with that. And so life changes. And what I love about the NNBA, I would say that the age range is from about 25, 26 to 75. And it's amazing. You think about the lifestyle changes in each of those groups. Some nurses, 20, 30 years at their career, wonderful, but they're ready for an encore career. And this is such an opportunity to see what's out there for that encore, you know? So it's, there's all different things going on. There's new moms, there's the new dads, there's people that have specialized into a very defined niche that want to take that and do new things with it. So it's just a wonderful experience. I'm excited. Yes, we're only 6 Fridays away. It's going to be a good time.
Okay, so we spoke briefly about tech in our earlier conversation, but let's talk a little bit to the listeners in case they want to come to the conference about the Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Shark Tank has its contestants, and we have nurses that have something they want to introduce or pitch from the stage. So we have this is our 5th Shark Tank competition. Many, many places have started doing this that never did it before. I'm very excited to see that we're leading the charge here. And it's getting nurses comfortable pitching a product or pitching their service. And there's guidelines. They were out there on the website of how you create 5 minutes worth of presentation. We have a very wonderful panel of Shark judges that are all successes in business, not one business, success in multiple businesses. And they're the judges, the panel. And it's just a great event because why I wanted to start this originally was that nurses got comfortable tooting their own horns. And this is a very uncomfortable place for nurses because they are very much into the giving. And then just working with them one-on-one to have them understand that by demonstrating their product or service in front of an audience so that they get comfortable, by them not sharing that message, that service, that product, they're keeping something of value away from people. So that value is so important, and concentrate on that and not so much on self.
I'll have to say, genius, genius concept. I was completely floored by the nurses and their pitches at the competition. And I also think and believe that we, like right now in this very moment, we have such an opportunity as nurses to be doing apps, right? Like for,
oh, yes,
for medical, to be doing all kinds of things. And I remember I heard from Tim Raderstorf, was one of the breakout speakers, and this whole idea of innovation in tech, it's like, nurses are beautiful candidates to be able to tap into this. And so if you are love tech, if you love innovation, if you love science, like this is a phenomenal, what's the word? It's a phenomenal, it's like a petri dish. If you are, but not for growing, like for growing beautiful things. Like if you are curious, if you are ready for, you know, something new to sprout, if you are burned out, if you are, you know, you want to dip your toe in the water, this is like the most beautiful place to come. That's safe. That's so much fun. People have such high vibes about potential. And when you talk to people, it just gives you so many ideas, right?
Right. No, it's really good that way. And here's another thing this year, we have such a wonderful group of exhibitors. We have nurse business owners that have apps and software. So I'm very excited for everybody to meet some of what's going on that way. And from the stage in the Shark Tank competition this year, one of the nurses has created an app that will be good. And each year, they have, but you know, so it's just interesting to hear the different types of software and applications that people are using.
Yeah. So, T-minus six Fridays from now. It's still available. So we will definitely put links in the show notes.
Yeah, put links in the show notes there.
And can we talk a little bit about, I want to tie this into this cool thing about the Future Nurses of America, you being in clubs when you were in school.
Yes.
And it seems like what you're doing now is like the Future Nurses of America on a way bigger scale. Would you agree?
I keep that in mind. And I'll tell you, one of my joys was creating a presentation for the schools when I was, we recently moved to Henderson, Nevada, but prior to that, we were in Huntington Beach, California for 10 years. And I loved going around to middle schools and doing a presentation on nursing, One Journey, Many Roads, and just kind of discussing with the children and young adults, because it was usually from around third grade, they would have through eighth grade come to the event, doing a presentation for them and telling them everything nurses can do and everything nurses are. I have a lot of joy when I do that. It's just great to see them light up and come up to me afterwards and talk about, I didn't know nurses could be on flights as a flight nurse, because I have a very dear friend that used to babysit our daughter that became a flight nurse and had many missions in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I had pictures of her. So when the students would say, I didn't know nurses could be nurse practitioners, I didn't know nurses could be on different transport teams, I didn't know nurses could write books, you know, it's a great experience that way. And yes, move that model into business and have nurses understand, you know, through, you know, for over 30 years, the NNBA has been around, but trying to get that message out in a bigger way, as we continue to grow, to let them know about all the opportunities there are for nurses to use their valuable experience and knowledge. There's so many different ways that can be done.
Seriously, this is the best thing ever, I think, for nurses, because again, there are so many opportunities and there are so many nurses who are listening that are like ready to walk away. And I say, yes. I say, listen, do what you got to do. However, just hear this. Please reconsider all of the energy, all of the time, all of the education and the money that you have spent on a career. Why would you want to throw it away? Like you have this opportunity, and so many people don't know about all the opportunities. So that's why I think this is such an incredible platform. Do you want to talk a little bit about this new sort of how you're branching out all over the country?
Well, I'm very excited that at this conference, I'll be introducing NNBA chapter leaders. And we have chapters in New England and in the Southeast and the Midwest. We might want to talk about you, Lisbeth.
Okay, so Michelle has taken this awesome model of the NNBA and where you have the conferences and stuff, right? And now spread it out into being able to have chapters like a lot of other organizations have. So Michelle has graciously asked me to be the Midwest chapter leader, which I am completely humbled and honored to put on this hat. And I hope to really provide such an amazing community of nurses getting together to talk about, you know, what are people doing, talk about all the options and really plugging people in. One of my favorite things to do is to get the right people with the right people.
Yes.
And brain dumping and masterminding. And it's just like, so I'm just absolutely blown away and excited to get both local face-to-face and also getting people online, you know, to get together. Because I feel like the biggest thing that I noticed when I sort of stepped away from clinical nursing was I felt so grateful that I had a phenomenal job. I was working in the electrophysiology lab, helping people get their energy back, get their rhythms back and stuff. And it was like, and I was even part-time and I was like, how could I feel like there has to be more? I felt almost guilty for desiring more. And I felt I have a bigger mission to fill. And so I honestly didn't know who to talk to about it. It was like this, it was like a spiritual professional crisis. And that kind of started my journey. So I really feel like, as nurses, we need to have a tribe of people who have our backs and who also are experienced in entrepreneurship, because it's a huge opportunity.
Well, when you think about, like, for this conference that we have over 22 speakers, and these are nurses, they're nurse business leaders, they're entrepreneurial, they're mentoring. This is, and these are 22 that are in all different areas. So even as much as we want to get this message out there, the bigger message is, there's so much more that we're capable of. And so I think the chapters are going to help a great deal, because I routinely hear from nurses that sign up for the conference, I never knew that this organization existed. I Googled nurses business and there you are. So it'll be nice to introduce everybody from around the country. We're starting with 8 chapters, and I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, our own little FNA that I got introduced to in high school.
That is just so. I think a great way to wrap this conversation up, Michelle, is I really think you are such an incredible nurse advocate, and I just want to thank you for seeing the potential that some of us don't yet see, and for creating such an awesome platform and sharing it and having this awesome conference that's so inclusive and helping nurses really just look in the mirror and say, you know, hey, well, what about me? What's possible for me, and giving us that opportunity? So I just want to thank you for all of that.
Absolutely. It is my honor and it is a privilege to, you know, you can imagine the wonderful conversations I have every week with nurses from around the country. It's just fantastic.
It's so great when we can really do our soul purpose work. It really is. So, So tell people how they can get on this band party wagon and find you, Miss Michelle.
Well, they can find me at nnbanow.com, and they can learn about the NNBA. You can look at everything there on the homepage. And in fact, there's a little 2-minute video of last year's event that was a lot of fun. So be in the movie this year coming up. And then they can find me at unconventionalnurse.com as well. From my book, and that's what kind of started it for me in helping nurses kind of succeed in business. And the statistic back when I wrote the book was 33% of nurses were in burnout, and unfortunately today that has increased to over 60%. So use that experience and come and see something new at the NNBA conference this year, and have a lot of fun with other nurses that are sharing your vision of something more.
So good. So yes, if you're listening to this and you're feeling those butterflies, get your ticket. You still have a chance to save before it goes, right? September is when they go.
September 5th is when the hotel reservation needs made at the Flamingo. So there's links out there when you're registering and looking on the site. that's when our block, you know, of savings goes away. Nurses can get tickets up until, you know, the day of the event.
Perfect. So this is a perfect time. I'm putting this out into the universe today because it's very timely, obviously. So, oh my gosh, this has been so fun. Literally, like, we're just hanging out at the beach having coffee. So again, I just want to thank you, Michelle, for your mentorship, your friendship, your trust, and anything else you want to say before we sign off?
I would just like to say that I'm grateful for individuals like you, Lisbeth, that are out there that are helping people unfold their potential and find their soul purpose. I think that it's a beautiful thing, and that if we all connect more with our hearts instead of our heads, get out of our heads and connect more with our hearts, we will definitely be on the path we're supposed to be on.
Awesome. I totally agree. I'm slightly biased and I second that. So thank you so much, Rochelle. And thank you everybody who is tuning in. I'm having a blast doing this. I'm getting lots of great feedback. Please, if this resonates with you, if you've taken away any nuggets, please help me get this to more people by leaving a review over on the old iTunes, if that resonates with you. And I have lots of exciting things coming up that I'll be sharing with you, but you can check out my website, lizwithoverton.com. And remember, you are completely and fully supported all the time, and especially in those times when you feel like you're not. And until next time, keep taking good care of yourselves, and we'll see you soon. Bye.